Hi. Welcome to week 10, the last week of 2015 Summer of Love. We have had such a delightful time together. Thank you so much. I've loved all the emails and comments and phone calls and responses. Thank you. It really helps me have a wonderful summer when I know that you are as well. So week 10 is transition, right? We're leaving Summer of Love and we're entering back into planning for the school year. And so what we want to do is take this time and stretch it for the next 10 months. So what I want you to do is grab a calendar. It might be a paper calendar. It might be something you print out. It might be on your phone. However is going to work well for you. And pick 10 times on your calendar to mark as something special, a new tradition, a continuation of an old tradition, reviving something that you used to do with your great uncle, whatever it is that you want to make sure gets done in the next 10 months with your kiddos together. It can be really hard. The day-to-day, today-to-day can really snuff out what feels like the opportunities for something special. So if we get it on our calendar now, then the rest of life can work around it. These are, if you've ever seen that, it's not really an experiment, but explanation about life in the glass jar, right? That if you fill a glass jar with the sand, the day-to-day small stuff, it will fill the jar all the way. And then if you try to put in the pebbles, there's no room for it. And if you try to put in the even bigger rocks, there's definitely no room for them. But if you dump out the sand and you start with the big events in life, the big things you want to attend to, those big rocks, you can put those in the jar. Then you can pour some pebbles in over that. Then the sand will fit in on top of that around all those other things. So these 10 events are your 10 big marbles or your 10 big rocks. I'll see if I can find a video clip of it and I'll embed that below this audio clip so you can see visually what I was describing. So mark your 10 days and then figure out how you want to use them. It might be that those are 10 hikes that you want to do with the kids, or it might be that they are 10 opportunities to visit with family members, or it could be 10 days that you want to work in the kitchen with them. So think about how you want to use them. Think about what they're going to mean to you. Think about when in the year to do them. It might be once a month. It might be 10 transitions when they're coming from somewhere else and coming back home. It might be clustered. You might end up doing 10 days of special events over the week of spring break and each weekend on either side and kind of squeezing in some extras along the way. It could be 10 days of spontaneity, right? You could just blank out those days on the calendar, mark them as full, and then that morning wake up and say, okay, what does everyone want to do? Whatever you want to do with that time, I just want you to have those 10 intentional parenting times as the grounding points, as the touchstones of your year. We've got these 10 items set to anchor our school year. And I just want to say thank you so much for being a part of the Summer of Love. I have really enjoyed every week with you all. I know that the beginning of the school year, lots of new things happen. We get into new schedules with new teachers, new activities. If you need any help or any guidance or just a sounding board, a place to bounce ideas around, please don't hesitate to contact me. I'd love to set up some time with all of you, each of you. So take care of yourselves, take care of your kiddos, and let me know if there's anything I can do to support you. You can always reach me at emily@evolving-parents.com.